The assembly voted 58 to 38 to overturn the governor's veto of a bill that would have given appointment power over DNR secretaries back to the Natural Resources Board. Given the number of lawmakers in town yesterday, that margin fell short of the two-thirds margin necessary to override a governor. Three Democrats and three Republicans who had originally voted for this bill voted against the override yesterday. Elkhart Lake Republican Steve Castell was among them. He said the whole idea behind this plan was to take politics out of the DNR, so he didn't like that senators changed it to require Senate confirmation of secretaries.
We've heard over and over again that this is an insignificant, minor change, something technical in nature. And that's pretty frustrating to hear.
One of the key backers of this plan called that argument a red herring. Speaking after the vote, Wisconsin Wildlife Federation President George Meyer blamed the failed override on a huge lobbying push by business interests in the last week.
And we started to see people waver that had previously committed to vote for the override. And that's, I think, really what happened here.
Meyer says the two-thirds margin was a high hurdle, one that conservationists would not have needed to overcome had Governor Jim Doyle not changed his position on this bill. Doyle once supported returning appointment power to the Natural Resources Board, but he changed his mind last year, arguing a governor-appointed secretary is more responsive and effective. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.